Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't know. They claim they're coming back in early April. I don't know. We'll see. I have a feeling this school year is done, in my opinion. I don't know. My son would sign up for that, I can tell you that. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, we now say good morning to Tom Crager, who covers high school sports here in the Mid-State for the Tennessean. Tom, how you doing?
Doing well, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. So I guess the board got together yesterday and discussed the future of TSSAA athletics moving forward. And what was your take from what came out of yesterday?
Well, I think from the general census, from what I've heard, is that it's kind of the hope that everyone wanted to hear, that, hey, we haven't given up on state tournaments for basketball and even the spring fling, you know, state tournaments just yet. And I think, you know, I'm writing a column right now, and I think that's kind of what we all needed to hear. I mean, do I think that's going to happen? I don't know. I mean, maybe something changes that we aren't aware of. Even Bernard Childress, the executive director, he called it, you know, something they think this is a pipe dream. And maybe it is. But right now, I know they received a lot of phone calls or emails from coaches and even athletes saying, please don't end my season just yet. And, and Bernard made it clear it may come to that. But as of right now, let's give them hope that we're going to have a plan in place in case it does get better.
Yeah, we can all hope, and certainly nobody wants this to go on longer than any of us wanted to, but, we can't control that. Are you surprised that it took them so long to get to this point? I almost feel like they were one of the last ones to finally cave in and shut everything down.
Well, you know, Bernard, you know, I've been in communication with Bernard for since this thing started. You know, I did a timeline, you know, the first – I remember the first day of the Division II state tournament over a week ago. You know, I asked him, what's going on with coronavirus? Are you guys concerned? He said, well, we're actually working on a statement. And, you know, they have been with the CDC, and the CDC continued to say, check with your local health departments. And they had been listening to them through this whole process. The Monday before the girls' basketball tournament started, they had a national call with other high school associations and other sports organizations. It was a 45-minute call with the CDC, and basically, you know, they said, listen to your state health department, go by them, that the local officials knows what's going on in your community. And even when they continued to stay open with the tournament on Wednesday and then on Thursday, you know, they even said during that morning or that afternoon when they said, hey, we're going to have a reduced crowds. And he said that everything they were doing, they were told were within the best practices of what they were being told to do. And then it got to the point where I think when the NCAA tournament cancels their tournament and everything else, I think it got to the point, okay, what do they know that we're not being told by the local health departments or whatever? And they said that it was time to postpone the tournament.
Yeah, but weren't there baseball games taking place over the weekend?
I have a story on that on Tennessean.com right now. The state association does not control regular season games. They cannot stop a regular season game from happening. That's up to the local school boards. And I think right now the governor has ceased everything as of Friday, and that would include baseball tournaments. But I believe that's still just an urging. I don't think they even right now can stop it from what we've reported. But as of Friday, everything will be stopped.
Tom Crager is with us, is doing a tremendous job following this. So, Tom, I guess they discussed a lot of what you just said on the call going forward. I am 100% on board with trying to plan for a best-case scenario to salvage whatever you can. I think that's a smart move. Mm-hmm. But I do think there's got to be some emphasis to some people who have not – I don't know what the motivation is. I guess the information they're getting is not the same as Major League Baseball or pick mm-hmm. any major sport really around the globe who mm-hmm. continue to play. I guess there was a softball game on Monday over in Knoxville. I know there's been a handful of games being played here. Did they discuss that specifically? I like you just said, I guess they don't feel like they have the authority to say you can't play.
Yeah.
But it seems like somebody's got to get the message to these guys, right?
Well, I mean, they have strongly urged them to listen to the governor's request to shut down this week. They did talk about, is there a way to do they want to institute a rule to make a shutdown? But I also had a Board of Control member tell me that he believed the Legislative Council would have to enact that rule for them to be able to do such a thing. This the way their rules are set up, and there are other associations similar to this, they don't have the authority in the regular season to shut down regular season games. I mean, and I know this is the example I've been given multiple times, and it's not a great example when you consider what's going on today. But the example given is like, you know, in the winter when you have snow days, they can't shut down. They can't tell people you're not playing, the roads are too bad, because, one, they don't know how bad it is in that area. But that's the analogy I've been given. I'm not saying that's the best analogy right now with what's going with this pandemic, but you know, that's the thing, is they don't have the, you know, right now on their website, you know, they're urging, you know, they're put on their website, you know, and they've sent out to schools, you know, the governor is urging schools to stop athletics. And, you know, I think I talked to a coach last night that played down in Florida last night, and I believe that was their last game. And I don't know of any games going on going forward. I think everything in that tournament down in Florida were ceased on Tuesday night. I think that was the last day. So I don't know of any games going forward. I understand your point, but I know the board is saying we don't have the authority in our bylaws to stop regular season games.
It's a, I guess that's a dilemma if you don't feel like you have it. Because this is unprecedented, right?
Yeah,
to try
yeah,
to get
yeah.
the accurate information to everybody. Yeah. And we're talking about a long state. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a big state, right? And, you know,
yeah.
And so I wonder what the process is. One thing we've discussed, Tom, on our show is the process that you're seeing at a lot of levels, starting at the very, very top of our country, is you go from recommending to urging mm-hmm. to having mm-hmm. to sanction, right?
Yeah.
If people aren't getting the message. We've seen how that's happened just in the last few days. Every day it seems to change, and you have more strong recommendations, strong rules that are put down.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if it's got to be the governor that does this, if people continue
yeah.
to defy, I guess, what's being recommended uh-huh. strongly.
Yes, and right now I think the wording I think the governor has used is the word urge. He's urging them to stop. And I think really it goes down to the, you know, it's the local boards of education of every or every school board, or every, if you're an independent school, whatever your board of directors or your chair, your board there. It's up to them to say, we're not playing sports. You know, we're closing school. We're not playing sports. And that's what the TSPLA has said. It starts with them. They're the ones. We can recommend it. We can't stop it. You know, we don't have the authority to say no. And the question was, even if they went in there and said right now, we're going to stop it. Do they, if someone says, well, show me where you can stop it. And, you know, from a legal standpoint, I don't know. If when you look at what the TSPLA has the authority to do in their bylaws, there is nothing that says they can stop regular season games, or has the authority to do it.
Yeah, I guess, are you better off stopping it, and you know, maybe more people will listen that way rather than I don't know what gets you the desired result, because as you said, you know, you can fight back, but maybe for example, you might go, some cities, I guess, are on total shutdown, right? You can't, you're supposed to not go anywhere, but that doesn't mean you can't get in your car and go to the grocery store. So, you know, maybe the stricter you are, the more the message gets through. I'm working through this like everybody else, but I was just so disappointed to see that people who noticed the sporting world come to a halt in terms of competition on the field or in the gym or anywhere that you have a sports competition, and yet people thought it's still okay to keep playing games.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, I mean, let's say, I know, you know, they were the one of the last ones in the state to play, to start, stop playing basketball, but I think even, you know, I think, you know, they announced that they're going to limit crowds on Friday, and they said at that time, hey, this stuff is changing by the hour. And
absolutely. How much has changed, Tom, since from Friday to today, right? We know a lot more today than we did on Friday.
Yeah, we have, according to what we're reporting, 46 confirmed cases, up from 21 in Nashville, in Metro Nashville. So it seems to be going up every day, and hopefully at some point we're gonna hit that, we're gonna level off, and you know, we can, you know, get some bit of normalcy at some point. Of course, no one knows when.
Talking to Tom Crager of the Tennessean, and covers all things high school sports for them and Gannett. So with this discussion and everything and how it's been handled, and you mentioned the TSSAA, you know, they can't stop regular season games. It's up to the school system. Do you see any type of policy change now that they have, and I know this is a very unique circumstance, but now that they have learned so much of going through this process, could you see something changing moving forward?
You know, they discussed that yesterday in the Board of Control, and they said, as of right now, I mean, with the governor taking things over, you know, and the thing that a board member told me when I was working on the store and why they can't is that they're not so sure. You know, this is an association run by the people, or run by the schools. This is a school association. All the board members are school officials, all the legislative council or school members. And they're coming. The one board member said to me, I don't know if the schools want us to have that kind of power where we can just stop games whenever we want. I said, I don't know if that's what the, you know, it'd have to be voted on by the association. And I said, I don't know if that's what they want. I think a lot of us is thinking, you know, with the governor stepping in on this situation and, you know, and all they can do is they continue to give the schools as much information as they have. And, you know, they can recommend it. Please do, you know, they made a recommendation on Friday that we reported on. You know, they gave them, here's the guidelines, and just let them know that, guys, you don't have to play any regular season games to have a postseason if we have a postseason. You know, and they made that clear again today, and they passed, you know, they made it clear that, you know, if someone doesn't play a single postseason or single regular season game, and they are fortunate they have a postseason spring season, they aren't, the people that didn't play a game can still compete in postseason play.
I think with that point too, Tom, it brings up something else that I think would concern me in this system that we have right now. And I understand the system is the system leading up to today, right? This is we've never had anything like this before. But in the whole idea is you don't have to play any games to qualify for postseason play. Well, I can still see a coach that is thinking not in terms of the global picture here, but just in terms of, hey, when we get through this, we're going to play for a championship. I got to have my team ready. Hey, if we keep playing, we'll have a competitive advantage over the thing. So it's an unlevel playing field when you don't have the direction clear. Hey, we're not playing. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what you leave when you have this situation that we're in right now.
Well, but right now, I mean, you're going to be shut down in really at the end of this week till at least March 31st is when the governor has asked that schools be shut down until March 31st, and maybe after that, maybe longer. And when that goes on, you know, they've gotten a ruling that does include high school sports events and extracurricular activities. So as long as that is in effect, no one's going to be playing. So I don't know. I don't know if you're playing Tuesday in your last, those that were playing Tuesday and those that stopped playing, say, Thursday, I don't know how much advantage that those guys got if you're not playing until, say, May or whenever. I don't know what kind of advantage that they those four extra days of play are going to help out with that much of a layoff. So, you know, I think that a lot of it is going to be determined of how long we are shut down. Of course, right now it's going to be till March 31st, and then we'll see what, probably before then we'll figure out if it's going to be longer or what.
I guess last thing, Tom, is just listen to you talk about the dynamics, because you're obviously much closer to the situation than us. What real power does the TSSAA have? It doesn't sound like a whole lot.
Well, I mean, a lot of people say. I mean, they determine the start of the season. They set the start date of when their season starts. They set the end of the postseason. They set the rules. Make sure everyone abides by their rules, transfer rules. Rules within the games. I mean, they just can't tell you to stop playing. They can't tell you we're shutting it down. Again, this is an organization run by people. I'm sure there's a school that could make a proposal where they discuss that, they vote on it on all their regional meetings, and if schools feel strongly about it, they would enact on that. But right now, that's what they're. I mean, you're saying what powers they have. They actually have a lot of powers. They just, this one thing that, right now is kind of seems obvious to a lot of people, like why aren't they shutting it down? They don't have that in their bylaws. And again, I've seen it where I think Indiana and other associations also have that same rule where they can't officially tell you you can't play regular season games. We're shutting down the regular season for the time being.
Good stuff. Appreciate the visit. We'll talk down the road.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, that's Tom Crager. Covers high school sports here in the Mid State for the Tennessean. We'll come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.